Hello and welcome to the Methodist podcast published on the 17th of February 2022.
Walking with Micah is a new two-year project to help the Methodist Church explore what it means to be a justice-seeking church.
In this week's podcast, we'll be finding out about how we can all be walking with Micah.
Hearing how the project works locally and exploring the theology of justice.
My experience was when I was 14. I was coming home from school and I was at a train station where I was stopped by police. And the simple reasoning was because I had apparently turned around and that had caused suspicion to the officers that were there at the train station. They asked me for my name, my information, they searched my bag. I was the only one stopped out of my group of friends. I was the only black person in my group of friends. And I was 14 at the time, and I just really wanted to get on the train and get home.
Hello, I'm Judith, a survivor of domestic violence by a close family member that was directed against me and one of my boys.
Hi, I'm Andy. And I wouldn't be able to walk down the street holding my partner's hand without the fear of someone putting us in hospital.
My injustice is not having plenty of food for our children, not having plenty of clothes, not being able to get a bank account.
That was a clip from one of the films produced as a resource for Walking with Micah and introduces us to some of the people who've experienced injustice. Rachel Lampard is leading on the Walking with Micah project. I asked her to tell me a little bit more about who was Micah and what the project involves.
The particular reason that we have chosen this for the title is around the famous passage of Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love kindness and walk humbly with your God? And that we could have chosen so many passages from the Bible to talk about justice, but this one, I think, sums up what it is that we're trying to do with this particular project, helping the Methodist Church to explore what it means to be a justice seeking church. Micah is calling on us to, or saying God is calling on us to act justly, but it's also through loving kindness, loving like God loves. So it's not just doing justice. It's the way that we are called to act justice is reflecting God's justice, reflecting God's love for the world. And then walking humbly with God. It's not only about doing justice humbly, because that's how we have to approach it. We never know the full picture, but it's also about our discipleship journey with God. It's about the way that we grow closer to God. So this is the doing justice, the loving kindness and walking humbly with God.
So what do we mean by justice in this context, and what do we mean by a justice seeking church?
That's one of the things that we're trying to explore as part of this project. A lot of us are involved in doing justice. So this might be a social action project that we're involved in through our church or in the wider world. We might have a commitment to advocacy, to justice, to in the way that we vote or we campaign. We might have a commitment to buying fair trade tea bags. That might be an expression of what we see as being justice in the world. We might find this reflected in the way that we receive the Bible. We read the Bible. There are all sorts of stories about justice. We learn things about God's priority for those who are poorest. We read about the call on those who are most powerful to have a particular sense for justice. All these different stories and themes that we have in the Bible. So we have these kind of models, but at the same time, we live in a world where our understanding of what justice is very contested. We argue about it. Most of the arguments within political discourse, for example, are because we have very different understandings of what a just world and what acting justly looks like. So although we are reading the Bible, we are acting justly in our lives in many ways, we still have this kind of area of contention within the world. So this project is about affirming that we have this call to justice and exploring what that means for us as Christians, and then getting a sense for us as Methodists within the world, what that means for us today. What are the principles upon which we have our commitment to justice? What are our priorities as a church and as local churches and as Christians within congregations? And then what practices help us to act justly most effectively? So over the course of the next 18 months, we're going to be exploring what it is that we understand by justice, and therefore what that means to be a justice-seeking people, and then coming together around what the principles, the priorities and the practices for that shared understanding, that shared calling should be.
This part of the project's all about conversations, isn't it? Local conversations. Tell me a little bit about those and how people can get involved.
It's an invitation to anybody who's involved in Methodist churches and Methodist communities to get involved to hold a local conversation about justice. Now, anybody can be invited, and you can run it in any way you wish. There are all sorts of tools that you can find on the website to organise this intergenerationally, as a group on Zoom, as a craftivist group. You can hold a service of worship and have the session, have the conversation afterwards. But we hope that in each conversation, it's going to begin by listening. So it's going to begin by listening to people who have experienced injustice, because it's really important that all of us start by listening to those experiences and that wisdom that people bring. Secondly, we hope that each conversation is going to involve an encounter, asking where is God in these situations. And then thirdly, we'd love each group to reflect on the questions about what a just world looks like. And there are three questions that we want people to answer: what a just world looks like, what the biggest obstacle is, and what the best next step people could take to overcome that obstacle. And I want to collect together the data, the answers that people come up with, and bring those together so that we have a sense of what matters to Methodist people. And as we bring this project to Methodist Conference in 2023, and we look at our theology and our heritage of justice and what the Methodist family is doing in a wider sense, we also want to be able to say, and this is what the Methodist people all around the country have been thinking and praying and reflecting on. And these are the priorities that we want to bring forward.
So I'm Reverend Ian Rutherford. I'm the City Centre Minister at Methodist Central Hall in Manchester, involved in lots of social justice projects in Greater Manchester.
Ian, I'm really curious, because obviously we're learning about walking with Micah. And I think one of the challenges that I have, and a lot of our listeners will have, is what has this got to do with me?
Yeah, I mean, I think my first response as to why it matters to me and why it should matter to folks is that all of life is something that we are concerned about as Christians, society, whether it's fair and just. And we can become very individualistic, we can look after ourselves, but if we're just prepared to look away from ourselves for a moment, we will be able to see real injustice within our world. And as Christians, I think we're then called to do something about that. You could argue that this is something that we will always have to concentrate on, because there will always be factors that will cut into each of those things, economic factors, just issues in society generally that will make it more difficult to have a vision where we have everybody with a safe and secure home, everybody able to practice their religion and their sexuality without anybody criticizing them, and also us making sure that we look after our planet. So those are the visions that we've got, but there are many obstacles to get to those visions. And I suppose all we can do is take small steps, take actions towards a just situation in relation to those three things and other things.
Tell me, what do you do to challenge injustice in your local area?
I guess coming into Manchester about 5 years ago, I did look around to see what were the things that were challenging, what were the matters that were making it a difficult place for some people. And I noticed the scandal of people sleeping rough on the streets because they couldn't have a home. I saw hate crime on the public transport, people because they had a certain religion or a certain sexuality or a certain gender were receiving hate crime. And also, I suppose I was aware that the way that we were living in Manchester was actually not helping the planet. And so therefore, there was some real need to do something about the green issues. So those are the three things, actually, since I came here, that actually have been the ones that have been forefront in my mind, and wanted to see a different society in Greater Manchester with all of those things. People with a home, people who are getting on with each other, and people who are doing something about the environment. But they've got many other experiences that they've had in their lives, which they just want to be able to contribute into the life of a church or the life of a community. And just being able to have a church that's open to all of that is really what we're dreaming of and working towards in the Methodist Church.
So what does a justice-seeking church look like? Not just in Manchester, but obviously where I am in the Channel Islands, and to the person in rural Norfolk or Lincolnshire or Cumbria, what does that look like?
Well, in a sense, I think we have to be very focal about this, Jenny. I think that there needs to be a situation where we have a look, if you like, inside of our own churches, and we say, are these places of justice? You know, is there dignity? Is there solidarity in this space? And if we're not sure that that's the case because of certain behaviours, then we need to start addressing those things. And I know that as a church, with our new strategy for justice, dignity and solidarity, that's one of the things that we're really strong about. You know, we've really got to get our own house in order when it comes to justice. Also got to have that other lens that looks out into the society. And I suppose that's where I started from. You know, I looked in Manchester and I saw those three things. And those are the things that I've concentrated on alongside some other things. But you have got to look out and you have got to look up and just see what is going on. And we don't have to accept some of this stuff. You know, we do have to work together to lobby for systemic change, as well as some of the actions that we can take now to alleviate suffering.
I'm sure Jesus said something along those lines, or something about taking the speck out of your own. Yeah. I don't believe I'm a Methodist minister.
He made it even better, didn't he? It was the plank out of your eye,
yeah,
to get the speck out of somebody else's. I mean, it was an amazing thing, because that's what it's all about, isn't it? And it's about having the sight. You're right. It's about being able to see it. You know, from my point of view, the church needs to be right in the centre of the community, and the community right in the centre of the church. And it's the fact that we're learning together with all of our life experiences. Yeah, I think the challenge that I've got is that, you know, let's have conversations about this. And I know that with the Walking with Micah project, we're in that part of the project where we're looking to have justice conversations. And they will look internal, but they will also look external. And we are being invited in those situations to just dream of a just world and say, what does it look like? What is it that we really want to see in our world? And once we've got that vision, we then ask the question, what are the obstacles to get us there? And there are obviously very many, and you could get depressed by that. But then go a little bit further and say, well, what action can I take just at the moment to move this thing forward where I live and where I worship? And who else needs to be alongside me to enable me to do it effectively? So actually having those conversations is a really good thing for us to do as a Methodist church just at the moment. Looking at internally, yes, but most importantly, looking externally to say, what is it that we need to do to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God, but also with each other.
When Doris at church says to Mavis, who sat next to her, what's this walking with Micah? What could Mavis say in one sentence, say, to succinctly wrap all this up and say, oh, it's amazing, it's this. What's that one line that Mavis can say to Doris?
I think it's safest to just go straight to that scripture and say, look, it's called Walking with Micah because Micah presented it as something that we needed to do. We do justice. We don't just talk about justice. We do justice. And then we have to love showing kindness to people. And then we have to walk humbly with God and also walk humbly with people. And that's what Walking with Micah is about. And that scripture has got power within it for us to say, even where I am, I can do something about this and I can be involved.
Former president of the Methodist Conference, the Reverend Roger Walton, chairs the reference group for the Walking with Micah initiative and is also behind the Theology Everywhere blog. I asked Roger to tell me what the Bible has to say about justice.
The Bible has a lot of reference to injustice and seeking justice and restoration, but it doesn't offer us a full picture of what justice is and what justice looks like. And I think that's deliberate. In part, it indicates to us that, you know, God's picture may be bigger than ours and that God's justice may be more embracing than ours, and sometimes stand over against our notions. So you get some hints of that in the book of Job. You see it in the parable of the vineyard, the workers in the vineyard, that sometimes it doesn't look the same when God looks at it. So in that sense, it's not a complete picture. And I think that is deliberate in another way too, because I think the call for justice that's very strong in the Bible is a call to get involved, to engage with it where we are in the context we find ourselves, and to challenge injustice and to seek a complete justice as far as we can achieve it. So it's kind of an invitation to join the struggle, almost as if God laid it all laid out for us. We wouldn't need to do that. But because God is engaged in that continually, God invites us to share in the search for justice.
What does the Bible tell us about what we should be seeking justice for? What are the issues that are highlighted?
I think scripture comes from particular places, and so many of the calls for justice are in particular contexts. So the exploitation of the poor and the prophets comes from those particular situations and demands a response to them. We find ourselves in a world where many issues are very complex and divide people. People think justice is on their side, and of course those who are opposed think it's on their side. So it's not a straightforward thing. But I think one of the persistent themes that we have to take seriously as Christians is that there is a consistent assumption that God sees things from the side of those who are marginalized, those who are poor, those who are vulnerable. And so in a sense, beginning to engage with the world, we need to engage from that perspective. And that may not be our perspective. We may be in a position of relative privilege and power. And therefore, it's really important that we listen to and we try to understand and stand with those who are seeking justice. It's very important, I think, that those who are the subjects of injustice are at the forefront of finding justice, and that we stand with them, not do it for them or do it to them as if we could solve problems, because we can't. But we can stand alongside, we can listen empathetically, we can support those who find themselves marginalised, find injustice in our society.
How does justice and Walking with Micah sit with the rest of the church's work?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a sense in which for folk in local churches trying to live out their Christian lives, there is that rhythm that we see in the Methodist way of life, which is about worship and fellowship and prayer and action in terms of caring for our neighbours and challenging injustice and sharing our faith with others. There's a sort of, I think everybody works at that, and you have to work at it in the place that you are, with those around you and the communities in which you're set, so that you're kind of in a rhythm that all Christians are called to be involved in now. How how we resource that as a connection is the challenge, I think, for working with MICA, how to best support those locally, but also to act corporately on some of the big issues.
Thank you for listening to this week's Methodist podcast. From myself, Jenny Pathmaraja.
And myself, Mike Ivett.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.